Good morning, Grand Tech Roofing. This is Paul. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. Jeremy, please.
Jeremy is not in the office this morning.
Oh, okay. So this is Tina from Local Splash. We're having trouble processing this month's payment. Is Jeremy the only one that handles that, or is there someone else that can
help? No, you can speak to Eric, but he's on the phone. Can I put you on hold?
Sure, I'll wait for him. No problem.
Okay, give me just 1 second, and I'll let him know you're here.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Oh, hi, is this Eric?
Yes.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. I was calling because we have an account set up under Jeremy's name, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and whoever answered the phone said that you might be able to help with that.
How much is this month's payment?
It's for $399.
Okay. That's okay. So I did just talk to him, and he said he actually wants to cancel the service. He's good. We don't need it anymore. But that's paying for last month or for this month?
So, yeah, we have to settle that first in order to cancel. So it would be from October 13th to November 13th.
Okay,
You could cancel after if you like. Mm-hmm. No problem.
Okay. Well, can I just set it up now to cancel at that date, and then that way we won't get another bill and be back in this spot again? So I'll give you the card for this bill currently, and then just consider us canceled after that.
So in order to process the cancellation, you have to call us within 3 business days of your billing date. So I can collect the past due and cancel right now, and you'll get a confirmation in 15
Perfect.
Minutes that the account's been canceled, or you can take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for, and I can send you a reminder email maybe a week ahead of time letting you know that they'll cancel the account.
Will it have it on the receipt, the number that we need to call?
I'm not sure. Let me look at an invoice and see an invoice email if that's...
Well, I just want to make sure that way if we copy our office manager into it, then she'll be able to track it and make sure that we can't put it on the appropriate
time. I can put an email with her email in there, too. I can add an email to it to remind you, like, hey, Local Splash will bill on November 13th. Please call to cancel, and that way you can take care of it before you're billed again.
Perfect.
Okay, so first let's do the billing, and then I'll go back and compose that email for you. So for the new card, is it still the Standish Avenue for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm ready for the new number whenever you are.
4733-4220-7400-3300.
Okay, expiration?
1025.
And then the code on the back?
547.
Okay. So I'll get your authorization and you'll be good to go there, and then I'll go back and I'll compose that email. Then let's see, the billing date is on the 13th. So let's set up that email to go out. Maybe you want to say Monday the 7th?
Sure, that'd be great.
Yeah, okay. So then what is the office manager's email, please?
Let me pull hers up really quick.
And I'll CC it to the other one, too, which is dtroof2020@gmail.com.
Perfect. Hers is Trish, T-R-I-S-H, dot drytech, D-R-Y-T-E-C-H, @gmail.com.
So trish.dytech@gmail.com, correct?
Drytech.
D-R-Y-T-E-C-H?
Correct.
Drytech? Okay.
You got it.
I got that in there. Okay, perfect. And then I wanted to ask you, because it looks like you're getting phenomenal results, how come you guys are wanting to cancel?
We just got to slim down a bit. We just got a lot of bills coming in, and we're just slimming down everything we can, as much as we can, to get everything caught up.
Oh, okay. So let me give you a couple of options, because if this were to cancel, it will dramatically affect your business because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would unravel, and it also would affect all of the directories that you're on, meaning not only Google and Bing, but Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook, Super Pages, Merchant Circle, you name it, all of that would unravel. So it looks like your program includes a number of bells and whistles. So you can scale back a little bit on that, and you could still keep the program where it wouldn't affect you as harshly. So what I mean by that is you guys pay us $3.99 monthly. $100 of that goes to Google Ads, and $100 of that goes to Facebook Ads. So if you wanted to, you could remove the Google Ads and remove the Facebook Ads, and that would lower your subscription to just $1.99 monthly. Okay, with that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally, you're still on the first page of Bing, the website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to a package like that, you know, especially if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back and put those ads on later if you wanted to.
You know what? I'm good with that. Let's do that.
Yeah, I think that's a much better option.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like staying up on Google and Bing and being, you know, high up in the ranking there. But the ads, I don't need the ads at this point. So yeah, I'm good with that.
No problem.
That's a good call.
Okay, well, good. I'm happy I offered it to you. So I changed the future invoices starting in November to $199. So you still have a fresh batch of ads that you just paid for Google and Facebook. But once those budgets run out, they'll continue with the program with just that $199 package, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Eric. I'm glad that it worked out. So you're all good to go, and have a really nice rest of your week too, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.